96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It is time to talk about your money now that all of that summer vacation spending is coming to an end. Is there an easy way to fix your money problems? Well, my guest, Michelle Singletary, you know her from the Color of Money column in the Washington Post. We're talking about your money, an easy way to fix some of your financial issues. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. You can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher. Or you can find me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Hey, Michelle, good to see you again.
Oh, it's so good to be here.
Okay, yeah, we're talking about money, so everybody likes to talk about money. So let's get to it. Okay, 2014, we're coming close to the end, believe it or not. You know, summer is almost over. Why are we still in a financial rut? What is the issue that people are dealing with in 2014? Is it an old issue? Is it a new issue? What do you think?
I think it's an old issue. There's still a lot of people who are underemployed. People are not making the money that they used to. They might not be getting the same overtime hours. People are still looking for jobs. Lots of people unemployed. And people still having housing issues. They're either upside down or their home, or, you know, their mortgage payment is still not as affordable as it should be or could be. And so we are still dealing with the repercussions from the recession.
Really?
Yeah.
After all of this time?
After all of this time, absolutely. And I think for a lot of folks, especially minorities, African Americans, you know, we get hit harder because we're starting from such a not the same place. And so people are still struggling financially. It's better, but it's not what it used to be.
You know, speaking of better, there was a report that came out just recently that said that the U.S. credit card delinquency rate has reached the lowest that it's been in 7 years. I know when you heard that, you were like, yay.
I know. I did a little jiggy dance. You know, I'm a no debt kind of woman. And so I rejoice in that people are not being delinquent. And that, now let's just be clear, not delinquent doesn't mean you don't have any credit card debt.
Exactly.
And so I encourage you, absolutely, if you pay your bills on time, but just get rid of that credit card debt. So I think it's really great news. People are still, however, using too much credit.
Yeah. And you know, I think that's one of the, you know, the really big issues, even when we have seen, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know, credit rates haven't done a lot of moving around over the past, you know, several years. So, you know, what's going on with that? Are people still relying on their credit to survive? Are they still paying the minimum? What's the big issue there?
Lots of people use their credit card to survive during the recession. They lost their job. And if they had savings, went through all of their savings, probably pulled money out of their retirement fund. And then when it was all gone, they still without a job turned to credit. And it's understandable. I would advise not to, but definitely I understand. So people are still pulling themselves from that. We still haven't kicked the credit card habit. So people still using credit to live above their means. And then people are using credit to buy groceries, pay their kids' college tuition, pay their medical bills. I mean, there's what could be considered legitimate reasons that people are using it. But what I'd like to do is get people to the position where they don't have to see a credit card as their emergency fund.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are various studies that show that if people had even don't even have $1,000 saved for an emergency. And that's really a problem. You got to put money away. And the way to do that is you got to put the credit cards away. You got to look at your budget and do all kinds of things to put yourself in the position so that if something bad happens, like you lose your job or you get sick, you've got some resources to help you get through it.
All of those things are great and important, certainly. When you have a certain lifestyle, obviously, it's hard to wean yourself off. I would suggest that it's almost like
quitting smoking.
You know, it is. Yeah. You're absolutely right. I mean, we, for the longest time, lived above our means. And everybody, people often try to say, well, you know, we African-Americans, we don't do the same thing. And we've been, that's not true. I talk to people from all walks of life, black, white, rich, poor. And the fact of the matter is, before the recession, many people were living above their means. And it's just the American culture. We want so much. We see so much. We bombarded by marketing that says you got to have better. I mean, even like we're talking about the iPhone, 6 coming out, people are already talking about upgrading. What's wrong with your iPhone 3? I know there's some technophiles out there going, this woman has lost her mind. Mm-hmm. But the point is, if you've got debt and things like that, you can't upgrade to the 6 until you get rid of your debt. You know, we bought houses that we couldn't afford. We sent our kids to colleges we can't afford. We drive cars we can't afford. You ought to pay cash for your car. You know, pay cash for your college education, and except for your house, cash for everything. Cash is still king. And I say that, I'm chastising people, but also I'm also in the business of trying to, help people. Mm-hmm. You know, I recognize that life happens and you don't know what you don't know. But once I tell you and I expect you to behave in a different way.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking to Michelle Singletary. She is the Washington Post Color of Money columnist, talking about your money. Let's talk about some easy stuff, because earlier today and when we were letting people know that you were coming on today, I really wanted to find an easy way to start,
right?
Especially if you have debt, mm-hmm. or if you are perhaps just not making the money that you used to. Let's talk easy tips first.
Okay. So let's start with the easiest. And the things I'm going to say, people in their head go, of course, that sounds so simple. And yet my husband has this phrase that he always says, the common sense is uncommon these days.
Mm.
So the first tip I would say is stop thinking that there's some secret way to get rich or get out of debt or make it, because there isn't.
Not playing the lottery?
Yeah. Right.
Family show, watch it.
I know, I almost slipped because I'm from Baltimore, so I had to check myself,
Okay.
There is no sort of, people, when I go to presentations and I speak, people are like, well, there's got to be some sort of way to either, make it rich in the stock market or some magical organization or company that can help me get out of debt. There's no easy fix for those issues. You got to do the hard work. And if you accept that, that's the first step to putting you on the road to prosperity.
So what's that first step? When you put that right foot forward, what do you suggest?
So when you say, okay, I'm in debt, so I'm not going to call some debt settlement company on, they're saying, I can get rid of your debt and pennies on a dollar. If you got tax debt, there's some secret program. It's called a budget. I know right now everybody, there's probably car crashes because they're like, what are you talking about? You got a budget. Oh my goodness. You got to know what's coming in and what's going out. That is the first step to creating financial wealth for yourself and your family and a legacy. And then secondly, you got to know your number.
Your number?
You got to know your number. Actually, you got to know a couple numbers, but there's two in particular. You got to know what your credit scores are. And because if you do have to get credit, you got to know where you stand. And the biggest number, however, is your retirement number.
Mm-hmm.
What will it take to retire the way you want to retire? Mm-hmm. Now, people are saving for retirement even a little bit, but they don't know what their number is.
We're going to talk more about that. And we're going to go to the phone lines when we come back. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area. 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 and WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about easy fixes to fix your money problem. My guest is Michelle Singletary, personal finance expert and the Color of Money columnist for The Washington Post. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let me go to the phone lines, and I promise I will get to all of you, even if I don't reach you before 7:30. Please keep calling. We'll take your calls even on Sirius XM, Channel 141. Tabitha calling from Washington, D.C. Go right ahead.
Hi, I have a question, Ms. Singletary. When you were doing your Singletary sales and you were meeting individuals, my first question is, do you still do that with their money issues? And secondly, how would you be able to save and you are on the lower, not the lower, on the lower end of the income, meaning that you make under a combined income between my spouse and I under $55,000? How would you be able to save and make sure that you still are going on that white financial path?
Right, right. So I'm still not doing my show. Singletary says it was on TV One. So you all call TV One and tell them to get that show back on the air. I did two seasons and I loved it, and have still people are talking about it. So would love to get back on television. I love doing the show. It's sort of a reality show for money. How do you save? Now, you said you make $55,000 a year. Listen,
no, combined. My husband and I, we make 55.
Well, that's you and him together,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you got to look at your budget. Remember, just before the break, I talked about having a budget, and you can save. I've yet to meet. I would say I look at lots of people's budgets, and 99.9% of the time, I can find something in your budget that you can cut so that you can save.
Okay.
But you just got to be, you got to be hard about it. You got to have the minimum cell phone plan. You got to have the basic cable. You're not going to be eating out a whole lot. You're not going to take vacation until you get rid of debt and save up something for, have something in your emergency fund. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. I hear a little person in the background. And I know as a parent, it's really tempting to do a lot and buy a lot for them. But it can be done. And I talk a lot about it in my column. In fact, I want to let people know the Post just started a new session, a new site for wealth and retirement called Get There. So go to the Washington Post site. We're going to have a lot of tips for just folks just like you to help you get started on saving.
Okay, Tabitha, good luck to you. Let me quickly go to Jeremy calling from Baltimore. Hey, Jeremy, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Real quick, I've come into a lump sum of money. I have one kid out of college, one in already. My funds are looking okay. I want to buy a boat. All my bills are paid, pretty much. I've got one car for $1,600. That's nothing. When do you decide I'm going to buy that boat? And like she said, I'm going to pay cash for it. It's only 10 grand. I could hang on to the money and just hang on to it and do something else. But when do you really draw that line when you know you've done everything you can do?
I love this question.
That's a great question.
It's a great question, yeah. And people ask me all the time. So here's the thing, Jeremy. You ready? You got a checklist. You got paper and pen. Let me tell you. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So aside from your house, let's just put that aside. You have no debt. No consumer debt, no car loan, no credit card debt. Your kid doesn't have any student loan debt, right?
Nope.
And you have no student loan debt?
Nope.
So you have an emergency fund?
Yes, I do.
So you have at least 6 months of living expenses saved up?
I'd say at least 5.
Okay, so let's get it to 6. If you have a job where you're highly paid, I would take it to 12 months. So are you highly paid?
I'm self-employed. Own my own company.
Okay, so you definitely need 12 months.
Let me hold off there because I need to take another break. I do have a quick question for Jeremy, and Jeremy, you can stay with us. Jeremy, can you swim?
Sure, okay.
Okay, I was going to say you got to buy some swimming lessons before you buy a boat. Jeremy, stay with us because Michelle's going to have the answer, and we're going to talk to the rest of the folks on the phone and have other questions about your money. But so stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.